Hey, this is Mike Duck from themoneygoround.com. It is Thursday, October 20th, 2011. This is Audi Boo number 118. Well, hey, it's another nice night in Sacramento as I take the little princess for a walk and contemplate the day. And so I'm going to talk a little bit today about the markets, of course. Europe, Occupy Wall Street, and Muammar Gaddafi. And so let's start with the markets because, remember, for the most part, the past year or so, the market's been very news-driven by Europe. And it would seem that we'd go on a trend. It's like when nothing but bad news came out about Europe, the market would go down. When good news would come about Europe, the market would go up. Well, today we kind of saw it wrapped up in a nutshell. Two things happened. First of all, Germany said, hey, We're tired of this. We're not going to play this game anymore. We're going to withdraw, right? So the German market was down, the DAX, and then the U.S. market was down. And then, I mean, in the same day here in the U.S., we have news that, hey, now we're going to have some resolution talks in Europe. So then we saw the market kind of rebound. And, I mean, if we're getting this in the same day, it's going to be quite a bumpy ride. And to me, whenever I see this kind of volatility, especially intraday volatility, you know something's coming to a head, right? Because nothing goes on like this for too long without resolution. So that's something to watch out for. Of course, they're trying to solve debt with more debt. Kind of like the alcoholic trying to solve their drinking problem with a new bottle of tequila. So we'll see how it goes. I think it's not going to end well. And you know what you feel for the people in Greece. I know I'm not a big believer in socialism or anything, but there's a lot of folks over there who were made a lot of promises and now it doesn't work, right? It's not going to work out. It doesn't pencil out. So it's fuzzy math, as George Bush used to say. So I think we're going to see some folks get hurt. And it's unfortunate. They shouldn't have been, those promises shouldn't have been made, right? So anyways, the market was kind of mixed today. And it's the kind of mixture that we don't like to see, where the NASDAQ and NDX are going down while the Dow is going up. It's the wrong way. Should be the other way. Banks and oils are actually leading today, which is kind of strange, but we do like to see financials participate in rallies. That's one thing. So if something's good's happening in financials, overall the market's going to have a hard time going down. Just kind of the same way when financials are heading down, it's really hard for the overall market to move up, trend up. So that's it. Next, the big news of the day is Muammar Gaddafi. I don't know if you saw Hillary Clinton live with her wow statement. Yeah, wow, that's great news, right? I mean, we're all happy that he's gone. It's sad to say that we look forward to somebody dying, and after 40 years of his terrorism in Libya, and a sponsor of terrorism, and basically a bad guy, he's gone. He's probably in a place that's much, much hotter than here. And I'm not even going to say rest in peace. I remember back in the 80s when Ronald Reagan bombed the compound, you know. Libya was causing trouble back then, and, you know, for a while we didn't even hear much about Libya. Kind of put him in place. But lately, of course, it's been in the news with the revolution and the rebels and that kind of thing. So I have a neighbor who's from Libya, and I have a hunch he's very happy tonight. He never had a kind thing to say about Gaddafi. So that's what's going on there. So the next thing I want to talk about is the Occupy Wall Street. Of course, that seems to be gaining some momentum. A lot more folks around the country seem to be participating. Hi. Come on, Taylor. A lot more people participating in the Occupy Wall Street. And at first, it was kind of like, it seemed like kind of a hippie movement, not a lot of direction. And, you know, I think a lot of, both sides tried to, you know, one side tried to make it as a irrelevant movement, and the other side tried to piggyback on it and make it a, you know, tea party, a liberal tea party, as it were. But if you think about the people, and I'm not talking about the people who are trying to own it, I mean the actual people who participate out of their heart, who really are struggling in this economy, you have to feel for them, because, you know, a lot of folks, you know, you hear folks going to college and not being able to find jobs, and folks losing their job and not being able to find another job, and I think a lot of it's just because, you know, it's back to Europe, where the, you know, solution to debt is more debt. And a lot of the reason we are where we are is because of too much government. And these folks are asking for, well, more government. And I think it's human nature to look for someone else to blame besides ourselves. You know, we look for scapegoats. We like to think that we're perfect or close to perfect. And a lot of times the solution for whatever problem we face is within us. It's actions that we take. And it may not be immediate gratification. It may be that we have to spend a lot of time and energy and money or reserves to better our situation. And I'm looking at this folks at Occupy Wall Street, and I heard somebody say that, he can't find the kind of job at the salary he used to have. And, well, you know, that may be true. It may be that those kind of jobs are gone. Or there's not as many of them as there were. And he got, kind of squeezed out. But then I think you have to kind of, go back to school or learn a new trade. I know it's easy to say when you have a job to tell somebody else what to do, but I think it's really important to take a look at our own situations and realize that, hey, we may not be able to, live in the 3,000 square foot house. And, maybe we have to get roomies or, do whatever it takes, move back in with the parents or move in with the kids or rent out some rooms and kind of hunker down and come out with the mentality that the way to fix it is to work at it. It's to put a lot of effort into it and come up with something different. My company is hiring. We've been in interviews last week looking for folks. And one of the guys who applied, he had a $14 an hour job not too long ago. And basically was kind of in a career path that wasn't, it wasn't taking him anywhere. And he over the past few years has kind of righted his ship and, did go back to school and has gotten some, he had to take an entry-level job, and he wasn't necessarily the youngest man on the planet. And he had to take an entry-level job to get some experience in IT, and well, now here he is. He's applying for, a pretty good job and kind of righted his ship. He said, hey, this is kind of fun. It's been a lot of hard work. It's been a tough road, but he, feels like he's kind of turning the corner, and kind of admire that spirit. And I wish we'd see more of that spirit with folks who are in the Occupy Wall Street movement. Now, I know, some folks, there are some hard luck cases, and people need help, and I'm not against the government helping people. I'm just against help becoming a permanent solution. I don't think the way to prosperity is by having rich guys write you checks via the tax code. I think that's not going to lead to prosperity. I think that creates more of the same kind of problems that we have right now. So, and there you go. That's my political statement of the day. Hey, you know what? I hope you are having a great one. And today's music by MusicAlley.com's PodSafe Music is, let's just do Rick Skane with The Idiot Show. Wait, I'm going to change that to See Ya. Scarecrow with Blood Money. Just for something different. See ya.